Kennedy thinks she may have stumbled onto something that might be very enlightening to us all.
Well, you were talking earlier this morning about that you were getting really into golf, which I love because, you know, it's something you're outside, you're touching grass, you're not on your screen. Like, it's good to be outdoors, yeah? Mm. But that you have times where you get frustrated with your play, you know? And so, like, you could have a couple good holes and then one that ruins the day for you. And so my question was maybe, do you believe that you could just play a game without keeping score?
What is the point then?
Because you enjoy playing golf.
I do enjoy playing.
So just the joy of being out in nature, hearing the birds, smelling the grass freshly cut, the nice ranger driving by, girls with beers, like just enjoy it. I don't know. It's just an idea.
But the enjoyment I get.
I am not a mental health professional, but.
The enjoyment I get is seeing my progression getting better.
Right. But that's something you can feel. And, you know, you might notice that if you're not worried about a score, you might swing a little more naturally or with a little less concern about it all, you know?
What is the point to keeping score at anything in life?
I don't know.
Beth is from Andover. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
What do you think about Kennedy's idea? We just keep track of score.
I love it, actually, because guess what? You get to be present and just enjoy what you're doing.
You know?
But I said that if you do it for the competitive rush or the external validation or ego strokes, then you'll just want to win. But if you do it because you love the game and can be present, then you can just play.
I'm doing it for both, though. And it's not really about anybody else's score. It's about me. It is about how I am trying to get better. So when I keep track of these things, how far I hit the ball, what my score is.
And I understand
it is feeding my own need to improve.
Okay. And that's who you are. Like that, you picked up a guitar one day and you said, I'm going to play guitar.
Right.
And now you play guitar.
Yes.
So I get it. When you get into something, you are in it. But and I understand the wanting to get better, but I'm not saying do it all the time.
Right.
I'm just saying maybe, you know, if you walk into the golf course and you're feeling that anxiety already or whatever that feeling is in your solar plexus that says, nah, then maybe say, you know what? I'm not keeping score today.
But that's how I know I'm alive. Thank you, Beth.
You're alive because you're breathing air.
Christy's from Abington. What do you think about this sense of enlightenment that we're getting from Kennedy here about keeping score?
I don't know. I was thinking, what if we stop keeping score of Can't Beat Kennedy?
I'm fine with that. This was something they made us do.
But how do we know if somebody wins or loses and we give away Sal's money if we're not keeping score,
well,
Kennedy?
Well, but this is a specific thing upon which we're trying to give people money. So I'd love to give people money if we can.
Right.
But I'm speaking, this isn't something they do every day.
They get the money.
Yeah, just who cares about the score? Just give them the money if they can get it.
If I was a bajillionaire and ran this station, I'd say sure. But honey, they'd run us out of here if I start just handing out hundies three times a day. I'm sorry. I love what you're saying, though.
I have multiple apps to keep track of my scores now.
And that's okay. If it's something that brings you joy at the end of the day, that's all
right.
That matters. And I stand by that statement.
Sure.
If it brings you joy and it doesn't hurt somebody else, then why not? But I challenge you maybe. Just try it. See how many holes you can get through.
I couldn't do it. Even when I don't keep score, I'm keeping score in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm one over, I'm one under, I'm two over. Like it's just in the fabric of who I am as a person. I don't know if I get that from my family, the competitive thing in me.
Yes, from my mom
and my dad.
And your marriage. You guys are very competitive human beings in your home. That's just who you are. So I get it. And that's why I think if you could try and do it.
617-655-1234. You can call or text from the 774 from Aaron the Trash Guy, Kennedy.
Yeah.
What's next? Betting with nothing on the line?
No.
Or paying to go to Fenway to watch teams practice? Can't have it. Need to keep score.
Okay. I mean, I understand all of it. I'm just saying once in a while, just play for the love of the game.
Do you play and you don't keep score? Nobody does that. I don't believe.
I don't know. I don't play anything.
617-655-1234. Yeah, you do. You play Campy Kennedy. We can see right there. 6,231 wins. 455 losses.
But it doesn't... But this does nothing to my mental health.
Right.
This does nothing to me anxiety-wise.
Right.
You know, it did in the beginning, but it doesn't anymore. I know this is different. It's not my money.
Carson and Kennedy.